Yes, Leonard, thanks so much. I'm backstage here at Keystone Corners tonight on this New Year's, and I'm with Cedar Walton right now, just after a brilliant appearance in person out here with the great Art Blakey Messengers and the alumni of some of the groups. Cedar Walton, how are you?
Fine. How you doing, Gerald?
What a beautiful performance just then. You've been with Art for a number of years, and how do you feel being back with him tonight in this great reunion?
Indescribable. Can't describe it. So out of sight, you know what I mean? Organic, spatial, outer space, right. You know, global, yeah. All those big ones, the biggest ones.
Right.
The biggest feelings, Gerald, really, you know.
Yeah, it really is that, CD. I feel it myself. In fact, this just lifts you right out of your chair. The group is really out of sight. You know what? You've been on a number of reunions. I understand one in Berlin not too long ago.
Yeah, the
How
end
was
of,
that?
That was out of sight, too. Benny Golson was on that one, and Jackie McLean, you know, the godfather of the Messengers, was there, too, you know.
Yes.
The curator, so to speak, you
yes.
know. And But he's coming up later. You know, he has a lot to say, Gerald. I'm too happy to talk, man, but thanks for interviewing me anyway, you know.
I know. One
Love you madly, Gerald.
One more thing before you go, though.
I'm not going.
You have to do a lot of things right now. What are you doing for your own self now?
Oh, man, I've got a contract with Columbia Records. I'm putting out albums all the time. And I also have a group named Eastern Rebellion that I'm involved in with Sam Jones and Billy Higgins. We do things for the Dutchman named Van Vliet in Holland. And I'm playing in Los Angeles next week, starting the 8th at the Parisian Room. And, you know, I'm so happy, Gerald. I'm too happy to talk, man, but thanks for interviewing me.
One other thing, you know, Art Blakey, Cedar, is one of the world's greatest drummers of all time.
Right.
One of the greatest leaders.
Right.
And a man who has a way with about music.
Right.
Tell me, how did you feel being with him all those years, and did you learn a lot? Did it mean a lot?
Right, because Art insists on development from the sidemen, you know, and I mean the greatest possible atmosphere, environment a young musician could be in, especially one who wants to compose and arrange, get all your chops together, because as soon as you write something, it's time, you know, you get it played. And you know how that is, Gerald.
Right, you do quite a bit of writing for the group, too, huh?
Well, I did when I was there, yeah, and some of the things we're doing on this reunion and some of the things that Freddie Hubbard did, and Curtis, who's standing right there.
Right. Thanks so much to you, Cedar.
My pleasure, Gerald.
And I'm going to get right here with
Happy New Year.
Curtis now. Same to you. Curtis Fuller.
Buenas noches. ¿Cómo está?
Right.
Bien?
Right. Brilliant trombonist, famous with the Jazz Messengers for a number of years.
Thank
now
you. Thank
on
you.
Your own. Mm-hmm. How are you tonight?
Fine, fine, lovely. Thank you. Ecstatic.
And how do you feel about this great reunion?
Well, I think it's marvelous. It's a preservation of our great ethnic culture, and I'm glad that we were all able to participate tonight, and God bless us all to be together one more time.
You know, thanks, Curtis. They said that the Messengers, of course, it is an institution in jazz.
Yes, it is. It is.
How do you feel having been with Art all these years, and how do you feel about what you attained and learned by being with him?
Well, I obtained a lot because, as you know, Jay Johnson being the godfather of the trombone hadn't developed to that point. And being the only trombone player to play with John Coltrane and Art Blakey, you know, it sort of really turned me on, a chance to really play with Freddie Hubbard and Wayne Shorter and the guys. You know, it really turned me on. It taught me a lot about my instrument and that I could develop it within the framework of the group, you know.
Great. Hey, you know, Curtis, you do that too, by the way. One more thing. What are you doing now on your own?
Well, right now I'm at Teachers College at Columbia University, and I'm working around with Kai Wending and myself. We have a group called Giant Bones, and I just recorded with Woody Shaw, Dexter Gordon, and Cedar's group, and I'm sort of busy.
Curtis, a happy new year to you.
And a very happy new year to you and everyone around the world and the country, whatever, you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Curtis
Thank
Fuller.
You.
Ladies and gentlemen, talking with Curtis Fuller here backstage at Keystone Corners. Thanks so much, Curtis, and thanks so much, Cedar. And now, back to Leonard.